Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Karen Nowicki with Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Sheraton Grand Wild Horse Pass. And we are with Co-ops Think 18, an incredible conference here that has gathered a lot of folks in the credit union industry and ancillary services to talk technology and all things around advancement for on behalf of their customers and members. And with me today, I'm going to introduce you to our guest in just a moment. But before I do that, I wanted to introduce you to my partner in crime, Ryan Reyes, with Arizona Small Business Association. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Karen.
Glad to be here. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It's actually very exciting.
We've had a lot of neat conversations with folks not only here locally in Arizona, but also all over the country. And I'm very pleased to introduce you, and I should say reintroduce you today, to Bobby Revel, Certified Financial Planner, Think 18 Session Leader, and author of How to Be a Financial Grown-Up. And Bobby's got a lot more credit to go to that introduction, but welcome, Bobby. Happy to have you on.
Thank you for having me back, Karen.
Yes.
So we got, nice to meet you, Ryan.
Nice to meet you, too.
We got to speak, I think, a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
to as we teed up the event with Amanda Atchison. And today we're here live in person. We got to meet in person, and you're what, a day and a half in for the conference. What's the buzz? How are things going?
Things are going very well. As usual, the team here is executing flawlessly. I go to many of these conferences and they're all good, but Think is a very special atmosphere. It's a very community group. A lot of the folks here know each other. A lot of folks are meeting new people. And I think there's a lot of great connections being made in person. And I say that very deliberately because we are talking about digital, but there's also a real appreciation for having this time throughout the year. There's different events, but this event in particular, to have that human in-person connection. And there is an appreciation for that and the value that that brings.
Tell us about your new podcast. It is new.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Yes, it's just a few months old. It is called Financial Grown Up with Bobby Revel, CFP. And we talk about different money stories from high-level executives, role models, or just interesting people. We're going to start having listener episodes soon, so that'll be interesting. I have a bunch of candidates for our first episode that will be soon. And we talk about different money stories. They can be career-driven. They can be personal. They can be from childhood. They can be parent lessons. They can be lessons they're teaching their children. So a very eclectic mix. And then we talk about the lessons from those money stories. And we always end with a fun money tip, something accessible that people can use in their real life. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Hence the term grown up, right? Because
yes,
with finances, we don't always feel very grown up, at least some folks, right?
I always say at the end, we're all getting one step closer to being financial grown ups.
I guess I better start listening.
Yes, tune in, Ryan, tune in.
Please do.
And your role for this particular Think conference, how are you, how do they have you involved? I know you've got a fun opportunity to be out there and be visible.
Well, first and foremost, I get to speak to you guys. So that's always a treat and I enjoy that. So I am talking to you and to other members of the media. And also I am leading different discussions, and that's been very interesting because it's the interactivity, as I talked about a moment ago, it's technology, but we also have to be in person and talk about that. So for example, yesterday I had two different chat room discussions, and one got very lively, and really hearing from the members what they're thinking and what their reactions are to the different themes that are emerging throughout the conference. And having that transparency and that honesty and vulnerability has really been rewarding and has really brought a very human level to the technology discussion.
Love it. Technology is great to keep us doing things faster, better, more automated, but we have to make sure we don't lose that human touch, that piece of it.
Exactly. And in fact, in the most recent session, they were discussing how every institution has to be digitally focused, but yet what do you do when you have members that are not going to get on board potentially ever? What do you do with them? How do you still serve them? And also the appreciation for how having a brick and mortar component to a digital company can add value. And there is evidence that's growing, because this is emerging and still developing, that when you have a digital-only company, but then you start having a physical presence, that often is additive to the business because they feel more attached to the business. Consumers like the idea of having a place to go. Now, the place that they're going doesn't look like a fuddy-duddy, old-fashioned bank per se. It looks like a modern technology space that is welcoming and the physical environment is reimagined and very different. So it's not just keeping your old branches. It's rethinking what is the experience when you do have that face-to-face interaction and what is driving it and what is the consumer trying to get out of that? What is the member trying to get out of that when they come in and have that in-person interaction? And how can you help that person also use your digital resources as well and learn from a human to be more digital?
It goes to about education. I mean, as you probably know, I mean, you know, some people don't know all the options with technology, and then maybe some of the, you know, being able to educate them and say, hey, there's this option available. It opens eyes. I mean, especially to different age groups or demographics.
Exactly. Well, Jean Chatsky had a wonderful anecdote in the most recent session where she spoke about her parent, I believe it was her mother, who refused to get on social media, I believe. And then once, oh no, maybe it was just to do any banking transaction. I think that's what it was. So forgive me, Gina, if I'm getting this exactly wrong. But then when she got remarried and her husband, and so this is a peer suddenly was doing that, suddenly they became interested. So it just has to make its way through our culture and through the different generations, often through peers, through influence, through peers, to become more comfortable with these different technologies. Sometimes having your kid tell you to get on Facebook doesn't work. But if your friend's on Facebook seeing pictures of their grandchild, then you get curious, well, maybe there's pictures of my grandchild on Facebook. Maybe I should get on that or some other social media as well. And I think the same goes for banking products and the innovations that are happening in the financial services sector.
I was going to tell a quick story along those lines. My mother-in-law shops on QVC all the time and comfortable paying for everything that she buys on QVC. But when it came time to do a fundraiser for our son, her grandson, she was like, nope, I don't do banking. I'm not going to give my credit card to anybody. She's a huge huge advocate for taking care of him, making sure that, you know, she's helping to do whatever fundraiser he's involved in. But I thought, well, isn't that interesting? The trust factor around, you know, in her case, QVC, and okay, they've got my credit card information. I'm safe and I'm okay there. And I'm telling you, she's like their biggest fan. But the safety, this concern, which is a legit concern for banking elsewhere and giving your credit card to other locations. I just thought that was funny. I kind of had to point her out. I'm like, really, it's you're welcome to send a check and it'll get here, you know, in a week. Or you can go ahead and just use that credit card that QVC has, by the way.
And I just actually introduced my mom. Well, first off, don't ever introduce your mother to emojis.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. But I will tell you, I did kind of introduce her to Apple Pay. And that's been interesting. So maybe in your reference, you may want to tell her about Apple Pay. That might help.
I don't know. I think she might have an Android, but anyway. So yes, helping different generations and shift that mindset to not only the ease, but also the safety. Has safety been part of the conversation this week at Sync?
It will be. We're going to be talking about security more tomorrow on Thursday. So that's also an important thing to pay attention to, both in terms of actually being as secure as possible and also the communication to members about security and that that is a priority.
Sure.
Yeah. Your favorite part of being here, let me back up. You have been part of Think in the past as well. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got involved and why they keep inviting you back. You can.
Oh, you're so kind.
You can do your self.
Well, I think you have to ask. I think you have to ask them why they keep promoting me back. But I do enjoy it. I really enjoy meeting the different members from the credit unions, and I love the interaction because it is very much a community. It's not someone speaking at you from the stage. It's interactive. People are sending in questions through the app. For example, they have a very good app,
by
the way.
It's an excellent app.
And even if you look at the social media, what's going on today, you go to Twitter or any other platform and people are talking about this. There's a wonderful buzz at this conference. There's a wonderful sense of sharing. And so for me this year, it's especially rewarding to be part of the chat rooms because that's also interactive because it's a panel, but it's not a panel up. Well, technically we're on a stage a little bit, but it's very much with the audience as a group interaction and meant to be something that we're all in it together. And we can really hear from members as much as we are speaking to them. We are with them.
And I like that you like incorporating the, or at least some of the guests we've had about artificial intelligence and kind of where it's going. And I think that's very key for future understanding what it is, what it does, and how it really can affect a credit union member.
And that, exactly. And that's a trend that's happening in so many industries across, you know, really worldwide. But understanding how it relates to credit unions and what they need to be aware of, because it's not a choice. It's not should we, it's how will we. And I think the membership here is very open to change and open to innovation, but also recognizing the importance of their legacy and making sure the evolution happens as just that, an evolution, that it's done thoughtfully, purposefully, and intentionally.
Where are you from? You're not from Arizona. California?
No. This is, first of all, I'm enjoying my very first trip to Arizona. Right. I've never been here. We talked about this.
Yes.
Before, when I was on your program, this is my very first trip to Arizona. It's very warm here.
We turn up the heat for you. I think we're 109 today.
I think so.
My first day here, it was 106 degrees out, and it was a record for that day. I heard on the news, I think it beat the record by 1 degree, that was the warmest, whatever date, May 6th on record. So I am a New Yorker. I was born in New York City. I grew up in the suburbs, and then I moved back after graduating from University of Pennsylvania. So I was in Philadelphia for 4 years. But other than that, I've really always lived in the New York metro area. Now I'm in Manhattan.
I knew that. Yeah. So you traveled quite a distance. Did you do Shades Up for Kids on your way?
I absolutely did. So I encourage everybody to do that. If you didn't do it on the way here, or even if you did, do it again. It's a wonderful cause. Should we explain what that is?
Yes, please do. We did on another segment, but we'd love to hear it for these listeners as well.
Samantha Paxson has a fundraiser. Samantha's the chief marketing officer, and she has a fundraiser raising money for Children's Miracle Network. Correct me if I'm getting anything
wrong.
No,
you're right on.
And basically, every time that you take that you post on social media with your shade up on an airplane, they will donate, I believe, $10. Yes. There's also, I think, a $5,000 donation also. And that originated, I believe the story was Samantha gets nervous flying.
And yet she flies all the time.
She flies all the time. So she keeps the shade up to make her feel a little more comfortable. So that's how it originated. And it's a pretty short time. They're raising quite a bit of money, I think.
Already,
so it's been exciting.
We had Todd earlier, and he's like, I think I might be a little bit nervous about what we've committed to. But I mean, financially, because it is just like social media, some of those great things that go viral, it has that flavor to it. And again, at the end of the day, it's there to help kids with Children Miracle.
It becomes a movement at one point now.
Kind of a genius idea by Samantha. It is. It's so simple. It's very tangible. It makes sense and people enjoy it. And it's a lot of fun. I had fun. I mean, I think my seat companion in the airplane was a little, I said, I have to take a picture. And I did a selfie and I was kind of, moving my arm into his face a little bit. I was like, it's got to be good because they might retweet it. I need to make sure it looks good. I did it and it was a lot of fun. And I guess, can we do it twice? I guess we should all do it on the way home too.
I would imagine.
Anyone that's flying home.
Yes. Hashtag Shades Up for Kids. Yes, do. I was joking. I had to drive, a whole 6 miles to get here today.
Well, just fake it.
So yeah, that's what I said. I've got to figure out a way.
Maybe it's like windows down when you're in a car. Let us expand it.
Yeah. Do the visor up top.
I'll come up with something because I've got a play too. I wonder if they'll give me credit for that $10 to let that go towards the organization as well. So tell us, Bobby, how folks can get a hold of you, where we can listen to your podcast and have your book.
Thank you so much. Well, the book is available everywhere. And certainly Amazon is probably the easiest place to get it. The podcast is also everywhere that you hear podcasts. You can also go to my website, which is bobbyrebell.com, BOBBIREBELL.com. /financial grownup podcast and hear it there and get more information. Show notes. I give a lot of referrals to useful links related to the episode. So it's always good to go to my own website, but it's on, Apple Podcasts and it's on iHeartRadio and all those usual places. I think it's even on Alexa now, which is a big new thing for everybody. Yes. And so please, if you enjoy it, please subscribe. That's a big thing. And also I've been told to ask people to rate and review the podcast.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, we are starting to have listener episodes. So if you like the podcast and you want to be on and you have a money story, people sometimes listen to these sort of famous people all talking about their money stories. But frankly, so many listeners have amazing stories that we are going to have once a month listener episodes. So you just write into me, info@financialgrownup. Tell me what story you would tell and what money tip you would give. And you may be selected to be on an upcoming episode. So that's a lot of fun. And you can follow me on Twitter @BobbyRebell. On Instagram, I'm @BobbyRebell1. And on Facebook, my author page is Bobby Rebell.
Nice.
Similar theme, Karen.
And I'm glad she said the name Rebell several times because yes. I clearly botched it up at the beginning, but I got it right when we were in the studio together. My apologies. Yes. Today, I wasn't quite on my A game with that. Well, thank you for taking your time to be with us on Phoenix Business Radio. I know that you have a very busy schedule these next several days, but it's been great to hear a little bit more about your story and we'll invite you back again. We got to do it via Skype, I think, is how we connected. Usually we're face-to-face in the studio, but I love we get to meet face-to-face today.
This was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Business Radio X with Phoenix Business Radio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.